Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Maisie, Kaylee, Olivia, Connor, James and myself, Oscar. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, Oscar. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Great. So, what's happening on the island at the moment?
Easter fun at Tapnall Farm, Newport Road, Yarmouth.
Tell us more.
This Easter half-term holiday, there is bundles of fun for families at Tapnall Farm. There are hatcheries where you can see baby chicks, you can help the keepers look after the lambs and watch them be bottle fed. You can look at the bugs and beasts and meet the wallabies and the meerkats too. There is also a new improved go-kart track this Easter. There will be a new sledge slide ready for racing on.
Wow, that sounds excellent. So when is the event on?
This Easter event at Tapnall is on from the 30th of March to April the 15th of April. The farm is open from 10 until 5. Because it's Easter, there will be adventure trails and chocolate prizes between the 30th of March until the 2nd of April.
Great, and how much is it?
Prices can be found on Tapnall Farm website or you can call 01883 758722.
Thanks, Oscar. See you soon.
Hi, Maisie here. Now it's time for the top 10 at singles album chart of the week. First up, the singles chart. Number 10, The Middle by Zedd and Grey. Number 9, Say Something by Justin Timberlake. Number 8, All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar. Number 7, A Psycho by Post Malone. Number 6, This Is Me by Keila Settle. Number 5, IGAF by Dua Lipa. Number 4, Friends by Marshmello and Amory. Number 3, The Feeling It Still by The Portugal The Man. Number 2, These Days by Rudimental. And number 1, God's Plan by Drake. Now it's time for the top 10 hit albums. Number 10, Human by Rag & Bone Man. Number 9, Full of It All by Sam Smith. Number 8, Both Sides of the Sky by Jimi Hendrix. Number 7, Dua Lipa by Dua Lipa. Number 6, The Violence by The Editors. Number 5, Firepower by Judas Priest. And number 4, Only Human by Callum Scott. Number 3, Real Labour of Love by UB40. Number 2, The Vibe by Sharon. And number 1, The Greatest Showman, Various Artists. That's your music update for this week. Catch you next time.
Hi, Kaylee here. This week I'm reviewing a TV show called Hawaii Five-O. The characters are Steve, Danny, Grover, Jerry. My favourite characters in this show are Danny and Steve because of their car jokes. In the show, they are detectives and they get attacked. If I could change one thing about this show, it would be Adam can spend more time with his wife instead of the lads. I love this show because the laughter between characters. That's it from me this week. Tune in next week for another review.
This is Connor with your local island news. The Isle of Wight celebrates the oldest dentist in the country. Dr. Farouk Shamash, who is 82 years old, is celebrating 59 years working in dentistry and is officially the oldest dentist working in Britain. Working is what is now Bupert Dental Care in Ryde. Dr. Shamash still dons his rubber gloves, fills teeth, pulls teeth, and advises his patients on the importance of dental hygiene. Amazingly, he does this from the very room he first started working in January 1960. After qualifying in dentistry, Dr. Shamash worked in London for a year before moving to the island in 1960. He took over Bupert Dental Care and sold it in 2006 to move back to the mainland. However, Dr. Shamash makes the crossing 3 times a week over to the island and has no intention of hanging up his drill just yet. Many things in dentistry has changed over the years, and when Dr. Shamash first started out on his long career, dentists were just beginning to use high-speed drills. Other changes he has witnessed include improved filling material and much better standards of dental hygiene. Dr. Shamash clearly loves his job and joked, "It is a pleasurable occupation. Obviously, if I had some illness or if my skills go downhill, I will stop. I tell my patients if they think I'm going gaga, they must tell the company. Don't worry, Dr. Shamash, age is just a number." Well, that's it for me this week. Tune in next week for your local island news.
Olivia here. Today I'll be asking Kayla some questions. Are you ready?
Yep.
First question, what is your favourite season and why?
Summer, because you can get a tan, surf, beach ball and trampolining.
Okay, what is the worst hairstyle you ever had?
I haven't really had one, it's always been long.
What is your favourite memory with your family?
When we all went to Tenerife.
What is your least favourite exercise?
Walking up a steep hill.
And if you were allowed to have any pet, which animal would you choose?
I have a crazy dog.
Well, thank you for answering my questions, Kayla. Well, that's it for me this week. Catch you next time. Bye.
Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
What are you watching? Oh, it's the end of Blue Planet 2. It's just amazing. Have you ever seen any of them?
Yes, I love it. It is incredible. I could watch them over and over again.
Oh, same here. Now, what was I going to say? Oh, sorry. Won't be a minute. Hello? Hi, where are you? Okay. I'll see you in about 5 minutes then. Yeah, great. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Who was that? That was Chloe. She'll be here in 5 minutes.
What? You didn't say Chloe was coming.
Yes, I did. I told you the other day.
I'll get my coat then.
Why? Where are you going?
I'm going to see Kathy.
You didn't say you were going to see Kathy.
You didn't say Chloe was coming.
Yes, I did. I know I did because I told you she'd be sleeping on the settee.
No, you didn't. The last I heard was that you were thinking about asking her.
I'm sure I did, Sarah. But anyway, it doesn't mean you have to go out just because Chloe's coming. She's nice. You'll like her. Why don't we all go out to Stones for something to eat this evening?
You can go to Stones, but I'm not.
God, that must be her. She was quick. Chloe, come on in. It's lovely to see you. Ah, now, this is my fabulous lodger and friend, Sarah.
All right, Sarah. Hi. I'm just on my way out.
Oh, Sarah, can't you hang on for a little bit and have a drink with us first?
No, I must go. You two will have lots to talk about. I'll stay at Kathy's tonight. Bye. See you later, Penny.
Oh, you don't have to stay at Kathy's.
I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Ta-da, Sarah!
She's friendly. Oh, she's okay. I don't know if I told her that you were coming or not. I thought I did, but I'm not so sure now. Oh, anyway. Come on, take your coat off. Here you go. I'll have it. Now, go on, have a seat.
Thanks. She looks different to what I imagined.
Who, Sarah?
Yeah. She looks more unfriendly than I thought she would.
She doesn't. She's great, actually. I do like her. We really do get on.
Oh, do you? Well, there's something about her that makes me feel uneasy. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something.
Oh, Chloe, that's enough about her. How are you? And how's London?
Yeah, London's good and everything's great.
Wonderful. That's what I like to hear. Now, are you all right being on the settee tonight?
Yeah, of course, that's fine. It seems nice and comfy.
Oh, come on then. I'll show you around the house. So, obviously, this is the sitting room, come diner. And then just through here, this is the kitchen.
Oh, it's very nice. Was it like this when you moved in?
Yeah, it was actually. It was one of the things I most liked about the house. So tonight, I thought we'd have a drink here before walking into town, and then we can have dinner out. What do you think about that?
Yes, fine with me. Do you think we might bump into that Sarah?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose we might. Actually, that would be quite funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. I'd like to see her again, but I've got a feeling she don't want to see me.
Oh, no, I don't think it's you. I think it's because I forgot to tell her you were coming.
Oh, for goodness sake. Is she always such a drama queen?
Well, no, I don't think so. Actually, I've never seen her act like that before.
I told you. There's something not to trust about that girl. And I think she feels threatened by me, because I might find out what's going on.
Oh, honestly, Chloe, who's been the drama queen now?
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.